We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome into the Labatt Studio. It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
You guys are so much better splitting up the responsibility of getting through that.
Well, it's a big job, Dusty.
It is.
And it's best split up a bit. Like two good running backs, Thunder and Lightning.
Which one of you is Thunder? That would be my follow-up question.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let's move on.
There's no lightning in my bones. None.
So. Let's put a bow in it. Citrus Bowl thoughts. And what I'd like to do in this quarter is talk about what we saw in the game. The bowl game is typically our first preview of the next season. So let's talk about the guys who are going to be coming back, what you saw. Let's start in the obvious place. Sean Clifford played for a couple downs. Are we looking at the future at quarterback when we see Sean Clifford, Andy? I know you're a big advocate.
I've been more of a Sean Clifford has the elements of a starting quarterback. I think this is going to be a battle, right? And there's going to be a competition. I think Tommy Stevens getting injured hurts him. I think he deserves the opportunity to win that. But I think from the eye test for me, everything that I see from Sean Clifford tells me starting quarterback ready right now. Even a one series and three snaps, like he knew what he was looking at. That deep ball he threw was ridiculous. He got a little pressure on him when he was allowed to throw on third down in that one series, and he overthrew. I think it was Dotson on an out. He overthrew the receiver because he got a little pressure. That's a game field thing. But he just didn't look overwhelmed. I don't think the quarterback room is going to be an issue for Penn State. Let's put it that way. They can't lose on whatever decision they make, but my eye test just leans toward I think Sean Clifford has more of the elements of what they're looking for.
So where it once looked cut and dry that there was Tommy Stevens in 2019. It was Sean Clifford in 2020. It looks a lot less cut and dry to me. Number one, because Sean Clifford, he just looks like he gets it. I understand the small sample size, but just if you're just looking qualitatively, the way he carries himself on the field,
I test.
The way that, you know, he drops back and delivers a beautiful deep ball in rhythm with confidence, with no hesitation whatsoever. I do believe, and I think I've said this all along, that Sean Clifford is a better pure thrower of the football than Trace McSorley. Trace McSorley gets the job done dirty sometimes. Sean Clifford, it looks pretty when he's doing it. The question is, you know, where does the Penn State offense go with a certain lack of mobility? It's not that Sean Clifford is limited, but he's not Trace McSorley and he's not Tommy Stevens in that regard. So it would be a little bit of an evolution of the offense. But at the end of the day here, you know, is Tommy Stevens healthy enough to really, like, I don't know what the injury is.
Right.
I don't know what the surgery is. I don't know what the timetable for recovery is. Is he going to get spring reps or is he going to miss spring reps again? Is the summer training camp, is that in question? So I think you're going to have a real legitimate fight here. And at this point, I think you should surprise no one if Sean Clifford wins that fight.
Plus, in Tommy Stevens, you have a guy who's essentially been hurt for almost 12 months because it goes all the way back to the spring.
The clock's ticking against him because of the injuries. Do you know what I mean?
And you want to see his journey come full circle,
right,
where he gets the opportunity, he thrives with the opportunity. But I get the feeling now that his journey might not come full circle. You want to see Penn State reward the loyalty he's shown them. But he's not just going to be handed anything.
He's got to earn it, yeah. Like I said, I think this injury really sets him back. Unless it's a short-term thing, he needs to be fully engaged and active during the spring.
And at this point in time, do we, as outsiders, know anything more about Tommy Stevens, the quarterback, than we do Sean Clifford, the quarterback?
No.
Not really.
No.
We know Tommy Stevens can run the ball. And the question is, can they use that somehow if he doesn't win the quarterback job?
Yeah, I, 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 I think it's too much unknown, but the one biggest known to me is that Tommy Stevens has been battling the injury bug, and that takes a toll when you're in, you know, sort of the fight for your starting job life.
And ultimately and unfortunately, it could be an injury that determines who correct. The starter
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Let me add one more thing. I think Trace McSorley someday in the not so distant future is going to be coaching quarterback somewhere.
Yeah. Amen.
I never really thought about what the next chapter for Trace McSorley is.
He's a coach.
I think he's a coach.
Oh my gosh, he's such a coach. He's going to be so good. He's going to be a head coach someday. He's going to be a great coordinator.
Because I do feel like he can inspire, too. Like, it's the technique, it's development, it's all that stuff, but it's also the ability to bring the best out of people.
Do you think he'd be able to coach special teams?
Yeah.
Maybe in 2019?
Just asking.
In some respects, not. And this is not a slight on Ricky Ronnie. This is just a slight on – this is a testament to Trace McSorley. At times, I think Trace McSorley could have been a quarterback that you could have just let call his own plays.
Probably.
I swear to gosh that he's that smart, that tuned in, and that much of a help on the field. But
and between the experience and the feel for the game.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure we could talk about this for the rest of the segment. I'd like to move on. Let's talk running backs now. As of our recording this, Miles Sanders hasn't declared yet, but I believe most of us think that's ultimately what's going to happen. Are you comfortable with what the running back situation will look like next season, especially based on what you saw from Ricky Slade?
I'll go a step further. I would say I'm more comfortable with a running back depth chart if Miles Sanders does leave. Now, all of a sudden, like if Miles Sanders comes back, you have Ricky Slade, who's now suppressed into the exact same role that he's played this year. You've got two running backs coming in who there's a big difference between being the number two, number three versus number three, number four. Number two, number three, you're going to be a legitimate part of the rotation. Somebody's going to be not involved there if Miles Sanders does come back. And I think they've recruited the 2019 class with a insistence on getting two running backs because they knew that Miles Sanders was likely gone. So I think that's why you saw Noah Cain come along late. I think that's why he would commit to Penn State. I don't think he came to be the number four running back anywhere as a freshman.
And Andy, you've got Devin Ford, Noah Cain coming in. Are you comfortable with them as your two and three running backs?
Absolutely. 100%. Let them figure out who's the better of the two. Have we seen a Penn State running back in the last 3 to 4 years that was a two and disappointed? Was Miles Sanders a real disappointment? He didn't get much because Saquon Barkley blew up.
Right.
Right? And what we've seen from Ricky Slade this year kind of wets our whistle, right? And I think those two guys is two and three, Noah Cain and Ford, I think they wet my whistle as backups. And Penn State will play him. I agree with you that I think it's a more crowded room if Miles Sanders comes back in terms of difficulty of the depth chart. And, oh, by the way, Miles, you won't do yourself any good.
It's overly crowded, I think, if Sanders comes back. And here's what
he's NFL ready, too.
I think Devin Ford, in terms of his game, his attitude, his approach, it just screams maturity to me. And I think you can – he's not going to be your common freshman. And I think Noah Cain is a power, aggressive, more classic runner than both Ford and Slade are. I think the mix there – I don't care that they're young. I don't care that Ricky Slade would be – your lead back as a sophomore. I think they can be very good. In the running back position, I don't think experience matters all that much.
No, I completely agree. I think their running back room and their quarterback room are super strong.
It does sound like the young guys would complement each other really well. But if they're going to be successful next year, running backs, got to talk offensive line. Now, on the surface, again, you got to understand when we're recording this, we don't have all the answers of who's going to the draft, but we have a pretty good idea that there may be a couple of these offensive linemen who may be on their way.
I think it could be as many as three, possibly. I think there is a strong possibility, but I'm going to talk looking forward. I want to focus on what I saw in the Citrus Bowl from something. I get why Will Fries is, you can see his ceiling. I understand that. But I still think he's an acceptable left tackle. I like what I've seen from Michael Mennett all year. I think he's going to be an even stronger center for you next year. I like the limited minutes I saw and few snaps from Mike Miranda down the stretch of the season in the bowl game. I think you look at that and you're like, okay, that's a good start if you lose everybody. That's what I'm thinking. The way I'm looking at it is, what are we going to start with? Let's just assume we lose everybody. Let's assume, you know, Gonzalez, Bates, and McGovern all opt to go to the NFL. Are we desperate because of that, or do you see, you know, reasons to have a little bit of glint of hope? And I see a little bit of glint of hope.
So, yeah, I think Will Fries, he's been your left tackle. He's going to be your left tackle no matter what. They have enough guys in the guard rotation. I think Mike Miranda will be ready. Don't forget that Dez Holmes moved inside to guard. Yep. He'll be in his third season next year. I think there's going to be some options there. You know, it's interesting, the guard picture, now that C.J. Thorpe is a tackle, because, you know, even at the midway point of this year, you're thinking he's anointed as a next in line kind of player. Juice Scruggs won some kind of scout team of the player of the year kind of thing. He wouldn't be ruled out if he needed to be. Michael Mennett, I really think he was built to be a college center the way that he is, athletic and not the biggest guy you have. Rasheed Walker is your highest ceiling offensive lineman that you've got. And I think I'd include Michael Mennett in that group there. He could be very, very good. You would have the option then of saying, you know what, we're going to live with the mistakes from our redshirt freshman because he can be that good. I think there's going to be options. Certainly the continuity would be beneficial if one or two of these three guys did come back, but it wouldn't be the end of the world either. I don't think the disruption in terms of where you're going with the O-line changes that much if they do leave.
Right.
Let's take a real quick look on the other side of the ball. Whew. I think Micah looked really good. We see his progress. Dusty, is it just a matter of we're going to get more and more athletes every year on that side of the ball?
Well, you look at what's coming in. Brandon Smith coming in. I think he's an instant impact kind of player. Jesse Luceda benefiting from his first season on campus. He's going to be a player. Cornerback rotation is sound. I like Lamont Wade. It seems like he's going to be ready to start a couple years on the back end of that defense. I think Jonathan Sutherland can be good. I think the D-tackle rotation is only going to get better. I would love to see Robert Windsor come back and Kevin Gibbons both come back and make sure of that. The DN rotation, I think they got pass rushes. They got everything there. 2019 really could be the year to circle for Penn State's defense. Yep. If all these pieces are back in the equation.
Yeah, I fully agree that the strength of this football team is going to be their defense if they make noise.
And we didn't talk about the receivers also, but there's lots of weapons.
Something's got to change. I think they got enough talent to do it.
All right, that's it for this week's show. Thank you, guys. Remember to download the Keystone Sports app from your app store. And goodbye from Dusty, Andy, and myself. Have a great weekend.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.